So take a moment and feel yourself grounded and anchored in this space, on this planet, and in your truth. And this is something we typically say, just to kind of, it's all about setting the tone and the intention, and I think what Marie brought was perfect. So the idea is that we as truthers have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the inner wisdom to know. That we confidently speak and act according to the divine plan that's been instilled and written within us. Finding our voices, finding our path, finding the way. While there is lots of information that comes at us from all different angles at all times of the day, may we have the faith to know that what's meant to find us will find us. And what is meant to just drop will drop. Not for us at this time, forever. May we find the courage, the bravery, and the love and action, not only for ourselves as we fill our own cups, but the love and action as an outwardly response for someone or a situation, to say and serve as much as we possibly can, sometimes even stretching ourselves a tiny little bit, in order to bring things to light. Divine revelation, things that we have seen or heard that feels like a truth, not so much that we are parroting or puppeting, but that we feel on an integral level, love that you brought up integrity before, that is a truth for someone to explore. May the truth set us all free. Because isn't that what it's about? We are all trying to find freedom and joy and peace on our path, individually and collectively. May it set us free in our hearts, in our minds, and in our souls. So it is. And Marie wasn't going to do this, but I love that you brought this up. So I am going to end with this.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. This was, Marie found this article that I wrote a while ago on being a truth seeker, and she read this on Sunday to all of us. When our hearts are open wide enough to feel the calling, we can live a life of purpose and truth. And when our souls are in alignment with the greater plan that has been encoded in each and everyone's heart, then and only then shall we not only experience, but live the truth of who we are as a people in oneness and unity on all.
This is like making contact in the law of one. This is, I've always wanted to do this, Eric.
I really don't think you're going to have to put me all the way down. I think
no, I could just do it quickly.
I know you can. I know you can.
I'll just dump you out of your chair.
I know you can.
But you're a good receiver, so
yeah.
You'd be the best one to.
Okay.
You have to get comfortable.
For me, I'm cool. I've done it. I'm cool.
So my question is, why are you hypnotizing her? How do we not get her?
Just don't pay attention to what I tell you. I'll be talking to Renee. All right?
Pretend that you're not.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Our intention is that
we're... Or I can sit beside her and just whisper.
Yeah, that's true, too. He's very influential on me. And I'm ready. This is beautiful.
You will be my slave, yeah?
Yeah.
You will do as I tell you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, remember, whatever we receive will be coming through Renee. It won't be Renee. It will be Renee's voice, possibly, or it could be another voice. But you'll see the difference in personality, right? And knowing that her guide is female and a Palladium, that makes it even better because it's right along the same line. If it's a male, it'll come through a little harsher. Are you ready?
Do you have questions here today?
Why is your spaceship above this church?
What's a beautiful question you have. The thing that we wish for you to know about this space and about this time is it is indeed special. There are vortexes and ley lines around the world that are being activated for our arrival.
Do you have any information about other spaceships in our area?
This area is filled with lots of spaceships. This is, again, a very special area. We come in peace, though, and we are trying to prepare all of you for our arrival.
Are other collectives also joining you in this quest?
Yes.
Can you tell us who they are?
The Arcturians, and the Phidians, the Therians, and the Lyrians. They all fly and move around in this area. This area is an ancient archaeological dig. If you recall the mastodons and other cave writings and people were here long, long ago. This area holds codes for the whole entire world.
Can you give us your name?
We are a collective of nine.
How would you like to be addressed?
We? It's just fine.
Thank you for coming.
Can you tell us about the current political climate in the United States?
Ah, you and the political climate is always such a, well, let's say, rash decision needs to be made. But that is not always the case. The political climate is indeed a, how would you say, a distraction from what the real goal is. The real goal is peace. The real goal is to love your neighbor, including us. That is what we try to, how do we say, show you. We show you through your meditation and through your, how do we say, your gatherings that are linked in one location and also around the world, especially when you are gathering in the peaceful way, meditating and being aware of your surroundings in, let's say, your own bubble. You call it an aura. We say it is just you.
How can we, how can each person deal with the external forces that are being programmed into us through the media?
We want to say next question.
Do you travel to many countries around planet Earth?
This vehicle, as in this vehicle right now, is starting to get very warm. So, can you hold, please? This vehicle would like to talk about colors. Colors might help you understand certain situations. Each of you here holds the vibrational energy of a color. Yes? So, starting on my right, what is the color that you prefer to be in?
Cyan.
And why do you choose cyan?
I find it a beautiful color.
Beautiful. And next?
Gold.
And why do you choose gold?
To me, gold symbolizes hope, light, and promise for a better future.
You have very strong energy. What would you do with that gold?
Give it to everyone in the world.
Ah, now you understand. Yes, that is the purpose. The purpose is to give and receive in these vehicles. If there is imbalance, your color is not seen. Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any questions?
How soon will your presence here be known by the majority of people?
We want to say soon enough, but the thing is, in your world, soon, time, past, present, it does not compute in our language. So when we say soon enough, feel that in your heart. And also prepare for what that might mean for humanity and for your.
And how would we go about preparing?
It is as simple as meditating, contemplating, and being in a state of peace.
Are you interdimensional?
If interdimensional means to be traveling from other places back and forth into this dimension and other dimension, yes. But we feel as though you've asked this question by not necessarily knowing what that means.
Can you describe what interdimensional means?
We are you. You are us. You can travel as much as we can travel interdimensionally.
Through when you say travel, do you mean through telepathic communication?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
What's up with the drums? Everybody's wondering, what's up with the drums?
We do not know much about the drums. This is not from our place and planet and space and dimension. They are not only a distraction, but they are man-made. Many man-made vehicles have nothing to do with real life, as you know it right now.
Can you tell us what kind of fuel your spaceships use?
That is not important.
Okay.
Can you tell if the ancient pyramids were built the way they are in the point at the top to communicate to a higher source or have an energy to a higher energy source?
Yes, that is correct. It is an antenna to telecommunicate. Vibrationally, frequency, in time-space continuum.
Are you able to travel through time as we know it?
Time is, how do we say, a essence of sorts. So we travel very differently. We travel as if when we think, we go. When we feel, we're there. Time is like a snapping of the finger and a nodding of the head. It is neither here nor there, and just moves back and forth. Time is energy. And what you do with your time or energy is more important than time itself. It is valuable, it is important, it is why you are here, to make the best choices with your life force. You are very special to us. You use time wisely. You survive long. You survive high. Time is important, but life force is even more so. We love your life force. We love you. We want you to succeed in all that you do. We show you this through animals, especially. They have no agenda. They only know love and, yes, survival too. But they still live in harmony, and they bless so many of you by being in your space. They show you what it's like to be one.
Do you have access to people who we consider to be past on the other side?
Oh, yes. We all live together as one. We wish to say happy family, but we all live as one source, one being, one space. You have so many walks of life, walks of paths. less time to be able to understand all of the oneness that is around each and every one of you. It is a blessing, like a shower of stars that come down. These are the things we wish to show you. Flowers. What do flowers feel like and do for you? Feeling is very important in your world. We don't get to feel like you do. You feel deep. You feel very deep and wide and beautiful inside. We do not get to feel that, but we spread that to you to feel it. That is part of our mission, is to come here so we can experience what you experience, and we can bring it back to other places. We work with other beings and species as well, as part of the Galactic Federation, as part of all. We are all travelers on this journey. We love you unconditionally, and we wish you well.
Can you describe your home planet?
I'm just going to say there's something else that wants to come through right now.
Are you okay? Do you want me to bring you up? I'm going to bring you up. You're ready. You're ready to come talk. You're going to come back.
Just get there.
Hey, buddy. What do you think?
Oh my gosh, welcome back.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of that.
Was that Renee's personality or not?
Oh, no.
Of course not. No. No.
Do you feel exhausted?
I feel amazing.
You feel amazing.
Yeah, you had their energy. Actually, that was...
I don't know what the watch says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, what that was...
Amazing for us.
Yeah.
So you can see right away the transformation.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Fine.
More than I've
fine.
Ever done.
I know, I'm fine. Oh my
God. I've often wondered if I wanted to pursue that, and I'm like, maybe not.
So we had a message. We got a, it says, no stopping soon. It wasn't from anybody. Like, I thought it was like somebody asking something.